Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We're the podcast for women over 50, and we are now into our fourth season.
I know, I can't believe it.
And we are doing things a little bit differently now to kick off this fourth season. We are compartmentalizing, which could be a topic in and of itself.
Yes.
The whole act of being able to compartmentalize. But what it means for us is we basically have a topic. We're going to kick off every show with what's on our radar as women over 50.
Yep.
And then we're going to come back from a quick break and talk about our topic, and then come back from another quick break and close it out with some organizing tips from professional organizer Christine Stone. So
okay,
that's what we're going to do. So that means we're going to start. First of all, I should tell you what our topic is, though. And our topic is going to be about, you know, what works for you works for you. And what works for someone else maybe works for someone else. But it doesn't have to be a one size fits all in this life. Not when
yep
it comes to basically anything.
Yep. Anything.
So let's start out, though, with what's on your radar. And what's on your radar doesn't have to be what's on my radar, and
right
vice versa. So should I start this week since you started
yes
last week? Okay.
Yes.
This is not – yours are a little more pop culture related than mine have been, only because I'm just kind of not in the mix of watching a lot of shows. I've got a lot of things coming up I'm interested in. But first, the dry brushing. I've been going down a rabbit hole on dry brushing. Are you familiar with the concept?
Absolutely. I've been doing that, too.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
So tell me why you do it, and then I'll tell you why I'm looking into starting to do it and what it is. Talk about what it is.
I just got a regular dry brushing thing from the drugstore, something simple. I think I started doing it for more like cellulite, if you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like mainly on my butt and my legs.
Okay.
So,
and it's basically you're just taking a brush.
Yes.
And... or it could be a really hard loofah or something like
right
that. And you're just, and you're, I read that you're supposed to go upwards.
Go upwards.
Towards
yeah
your lymph glands.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been doing it. I mean, listen, I'm sure if I stuck with it, it would work. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean? You just kind of do it off and on?
I just kind of do it off and on. And that's not the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it every single day and be very religious about how you do it. And I kind of like will remember some days before I shower and I'll do it. But then other days I forget, and then I get out of the shower and I'm like, now my skin's wet. And I want to put my, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I like the concept of it for exfoliation, though, too. I think that's really a key thing.
They say it's good for lymphatic drainage.
Yes.
One of the things. And I'm not all about that necessarily. I really was, cellulite was exactly the reason why I saw it in the first place. I was reading an article about how your skin gets a little more dimpled as you get older and what are some things you can do about it. And that was on the list. And then I went down the rabbit hole that we go down nowadays with
yes
the internet being so accessible. And I learned a little bit about it. And then I have a friend who comes on our television show regularly. So I reached out to her and I said, tell me, what do you know about dry brushing? And she said, everything you want to know, I'm obsessed.
Oh.
So she hasn't come on the TV show yet. When she does, I'll share it. I'll share this segment with everyone. But I ordered from Amazon a brush, not a, I think it was $10.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive.
Right, and it hasn't arrived yet, so I haven't started yet. So
yeah,
stay tuned. But that's on my radar for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
I love that. Okay, what's on my radar? Arm workout. Only arms.
I love this so much.
That's why everyone laughs. They're like, well, what about your legs? I'm like, no, we're only doing arms right now.
People famously skip leg days, and
yes
you're one of them. Okay.
Yes, I'm one of them. So I got on this whole rabbit hole thing of 5 pound weights, only doing 10 reps, but 4 sets.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I'm gonna try it and see. I can tell you after only 4 days, I noticed a huge difference. So after a couple weeks, I'm going to go up in weight because I'm just starting at 5, because literally these arms, yes, my job is very strenuous and I use my arms a lot in my job, but working out wise, these little arms haven't seen much of anything. So I had to like work my way into it. What I like about it, number one, you do it in your own house. You don't have to go anywhere to do it. Number two, I only do like 5 different exercises. So you're not having to do 10 to 15. I just do like 5 exercises, but I do 4 sets. Mm-hmm. And why 10 is important to me, which won't be to other people. Once I get exhausted, then I sometimes throw the towel in. So I like to do 10 right away with the next one, 10 right. Then I get my arms get really tired. But if they get tired right away, I'm a wimp. I'm like, yeah, this hurts. I don't want to do it anymore. So I try to start slow and work my way up. And so far, I am extremely pleased the little bit of work I'm doing.
So one of the things that drives me crazy is that anyone who has anything to do in the fitness community that poo-poos what someone else is doing drives me crazy. And this is going to feed right into our topic we're about to get into here very shortly. But I will say this. Okay, so I'm a big proponent of women as we age lifting heavier weights because of the hormonal benefits. But I'm a much bigger weight of doing what you know you're going to do. And there's clearly a benefit. And I just, and the reason I this is so fresh on my mind is I just recorded a segment with somebody about weights, and then she asked me about something else I do as a workout, and it's a circuit training kind of hit kind of place, and she was saying how bad that was, and I'm like, yeah. Listen, I'm for anything that has anyone doing anything, you know, so yeah. I'm not a fan of anyone saying that's not good enough. I think that's fantastic. You're clearly getting stronger. And you already told me that eventually you're going to do heavier weights.
Oh, yeah. I have 8-pound weights already.
I mean, if you can do 10 of 5-pound, then you can do 8 of 6 pounds, and then you can do 6 of 10-pound. I mean, there are different things, but let's celebrate everybody for where they are. And if that's just taking a 20-minute walk, that's phenomenal.
Yep.
How great is that?
Yeah. And I mean, it's easy to do too. So for a lot of people, if it's not easy to do, they don't want to do it.
Right.
And so if it's something easy, I'm all about it. And that's why
but
I talk about it.
It's clearly not easy because you wouldn't be already seeing results if this was something that was easy. It's hard.
Oh, it's
but
hard.
You've made it enjoyable.
I've made it enjoyable. I'll watch or I'll listen to music while I'm doing it, or I'll watch videos or something. Like, I'll keep my brain occupied while I'm doing it. But I have to say, I mean, it's the only thing I've seen myself so far sticking to. So I'm going to stick to it.
I think it's great, and I think you're going to love it, and you're definitely going to see results, and there's a lot to be said for those high reps and with weights. Lot to be said for that. I think, and one of the things that's on my radar right now, and I have so much to learn, I couldn't even tell you what it is, but it's on my radar. Cortisol. Have you been seeing a lot of this, like, if you do this and eat that and do this and do that, your cortisol will spike. And I'm like, what does that mean? I don't want my cortisol. I thought it was, what's the difference between that and what's blood sugar? And what's, I don't know. So I'm trying to learn about it.
Oh.
But that's, falls under, I love the descriptive of what's on our radar because it doesn't mean it's something we know a lot about. It just means it's something that's coming.
That's out there.
It's in there. It's in my, another way to say it would be what's in your algorithm right now.
Exactly.
It's just something that somehow keeps coming around into my vision. I want to learn more about it because I don't quite know what it is. So cortisol, that's on my radar. Couldn't tell you more than that, but it's there.
Okay, so my next one, the Michael Jackson movie.
Yes.
And the reason why this is on my radar, nobody needs to comment on this, but I have not been inside a movie theater in probably 8 years. Why the last time we went to a movie, people were talking so loud and getting up and down, and it was so annoying that I said to my husband, I'm not doing this anymore. And then COVID hit, which just made me think, oh, good, now I don't have to do it because you can't do it. So anyway, so the Michael Jackson movie is coming out. So I am getting tickets, and I'm actually going inside the movie theater, and I am looking forward to it. And the reason why this is on my radar is because when that whole allegation came out a few years with that documentary, whatever, I was one of those people that said, that's it. I can't listen to any more of the music. I have to, you know, be the person that boycotts this and whatever. What happened was I was secretly listening to his music in my car. And
which
I was
we found out last week that you secretly were also drinking Diet Cokes
Yes.
6 months ago in your
Yes.
car. So
Yes.
we know you have this whole secret life.
In my car, I have a whole secret life going.
It's a whole other world for you in your car.
So
but anyway, so you were secretly listening.
I was secretly listening. And then all of a sudden, I think it was like one holiday when everyone was in town, Christmas or something. And his song came on and I had a couple cocktails and I started dancing and going, oh my God. And my daughter looked at me. She goes, I thought you don't like him anymore. I go, okay, I have decided and I'm going to announce it to the whole family. I don't like what he did, but I cannot not listen to his music. It was almost like a confessional. And I realized, because that was like 3 years ago when I realized that. It was like life altering for me, because I think when sometimes you're really judgmental about something and then you're like wanting to take it back and you realize, no, that's just part of growth, that you cannot like something someone's done. But if they're an artist and they make music, mm-hmm. you can still like their music. You don't have to like them as a person. And because I never knew him personally, that's not a problem.
So I would say to that, because for example, it's very conflicting when it's someone like an R. Kelly or a Chris Brown or somebody who's
different.
Or they're alive.
I don't know why it's different, but
maybe because right
they're alive. Yeah, that's
alive.
True.
Like right now,
that's true.
The ultimate judgment has happened.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not,
true.
You know, God can, and it's any artist is surrounded by a bunch of other people. And if they don't say we when they're talking about their music, then it's kind of always bothers me. Like I know in the country music, you rarely would hear an artist say I. They always say we, like a Kenny Chesney or an Ella Langley or somebody like that. They'd say, well, we were out on tour. We made this album, because there are a lot of people involved. So you almost, you feel like, okay, well, I'm supporting the whole production of the music. And since Michael Jackson is gone now.
Yeah.
It's not like, but I am also very stoked for that movie. I mean, the philosophy of it, we could argue all day.
Right.
But I will 100% be seeing that movie.
Yes.
And I'm very jealous that you will have already seen it by the time I get around to it. So you'll
not
have to
get a support
review.
Not only am I seeing it, like they have where like, you know, one of the hats he wore, the black hats, that's what they're serving the popcorn in. I already told my daughter, I'm getting one of those hats with popcorn in it. Like, she's like, oh, I'm not missing this. I'm coming. So anyway, yeah,
I mean,
you know, a lot of the music too goes back to our age, which is the 70s, when Michael Jackson was just a kid. So he hadn't done anything to anybody.
Yes, correct.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I Want You Back, ABC, you know,
sure.
Never Can Say Goodbye. I mean, those are songs that's where I was struggling. I'm like, I cannot not listen to Michael Jackson. I cannot not listen to Off the Wall. I mean, that was when I was in high school. I mean,
oh yeah, you gotta be starting.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, so
Billie Jean,
what I learned is that sometimes, okay, this is what I learned. Sometimes things aren't black and white. Sometimes there is a gray, and I've always been the black or white person. It's either black or it's white. There's
literally
no
a Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I think that as you get older, sometimes you realize there can be a gray area. You may not want to admit it, but there can be a gray area. So anyway, I'll be seeing that movie.
You know, I saw the movie when they did his concert, when he was in the middle of doing that concert, but he passed away before.
Oh, yeah. That,
you know, and
I
Kenny
cried.
Ortega, who is the director choreographer of it. So, I mean, I remember going to the movie theater to see that. So, I'll definitely be seeing this while it's still in theaters as well. Okay, so here's something else that's on my radar, and I can't tell you whether or not it's good yet, but hard-boiled eggs fried in a frying pan. Have you seen this?
Wait, hard-boiled? I have to think about this.
You cut them in half.
Oh, okay, you cut them in half.
And then you put butter in the pan, and you fry the hard-boiled egg. And I haven't tried it yet, but I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to try it this weekend.
No, I haven't seen that. I'm in my chia seed pudding phase right
now.
Oh,
you're still in that? Okay.
Oh, I'm still in that. I'm in the chia seed pudding phase where I doctor it in a million different ways, like with different fruits, honey, coconut flakes. So I'm still in that phase. I think I got burnt out on eggs because I was eating so much of them that I had to shift my morning routine, you know. Anyway, yeah, I would try that, though. That sounds better to me than just regular.
I mean, I'm excited to try it. So we shall see. All right. Do you have one more?
I have one more. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because it's springtime And I've been doing a huge outdoor reset. And what that means is every year at this time, first of all, I went on Amazon and got a pressure washer handheld thing. And it has like four different nozzles. And when I tell you it's the best money I've ever spent my entire life.
Oh, yeah?
I have pressure washed everything that I possibly can pressure wash in my house. And I mean everything outside. I get in this kick every year in like end of March, beginning of April, middle of April, where I have to do a total outdoor reset, meaning pressure washing, cleaning the patio, spraying down the furniture, buying outdoor pillows and new beach towels, and getting everything ready for like the next 8 weeks before it gets bloody hotter than you know what in Florida. And so this is the thing I've been doing. I just got a couple new outdoor pillows from Target that I'm excited about. And, you know, just really cleaning the outside and getting it spring ready. So that's what's on my radar right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to need that pressure cleaner link, because I went down this rabbit hole, and we say the rabbit hole all the time, but this is on Reddit. You know, we talk about Reddit.
Yeah.
Called, there's a whole section of Reddit called power washing porn. And it, all it is you get to watch videos of people power washing things. It's
naked?
Amazing. It's amazing.
Wait, I mean, they're naked?
No.
Oh.
It's just called power washing porn. No,
well,
they're not
when
naked.
You say
they're just
porn. I thought you
well,
meant they're power.
No, it, I think it just
naked.
Pleases me the way a porn movie would.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
It's
I'm
just
glad
so pleasing.
You, like, explain it's so, that.
It's so satisfying.
Oh, it's great. Just, you don't understand. I have used every different nozzle. I've gotten all green.
That's stuff. What she said.
Got all the green gunk off all like the outdoor stone. I mean, you don't understand this.
I know. I think if anyone does, it's me. I'm the power washing porn queen. Get it.
My husband was like, if I only knew this thing from Amazon could bring you that much joy,
well,
I would have gotten it for Christmas.
That's why I'm interested, because otherwise we do have a power washer, but it's the big giant gas powered.
Oh no,
thing.
This is handheld that you put it to the hose, and it has four different nozzles, and one of them is like the stream real hard nozzle. Oh, it's, I'm telling you, you guys,
okay.
I'm going to link it just in case you want it, because you are going to love it.
You're going to want it. All right. So there it is. Yep. That's what's on our radar, you guys. We're going to be right back to get into our subject, which is basically, you know what? You do you, I do me.
All right.
And that's that. I like my power washing porn. You like whatever. We'll be right back.
Right.
Can you imagine waiting 11 years to get screened for cancer? On average, people with mental health issues experience an 11-year delay between symptoms and seeking help, and close to two-thirds of mental illnesses go untreated. Hearts for Minds promotes healthy lives by promoting mental health education, facilitating early identification, and connecting people to treatment. Are you ready to learn more? Go to heartsforminds.org. Hearts, F-O-U-R, minds.org. For more information and to learn how you can help. Welcome back. We have gone over things that are on our radar right now, and it's time for us to delve into the topic, which was your suggestion. So why don't you set it up?
The reason why I suggested this, because I'm on a lot of social media just because of work, so I get to see things that are trending and what's going on and what people are arguing about. And a lot of it is women criticizing other women on, oh, you're 60 and you're wearing shorts, or, oh, you're older, you should cut your hair, or your arms are flabby, I wouldn't wear a sleeveless top, or that makeup's too much, mm-hmm, you're wearing mm-hmm. too much makeup. I've never seen so much criticism going on. I can't imagine, I know you're like me in this way, really writing a comment like that. Like, it just, to me, is so mean. Mm-hmm. And for no reason. Like, I don't know. So this brought me on the topic because I believe this is how it is in everything you do. I see it with organizing. Oh, you can only organize this way. If you don't organize this way, you're not doing it right. And that is absolutely not true, because if you live in a 10,000 square foot mansion, you're going to organize differently than someone who lives in an apartment they downsized, or a condo, because they're empty nester. You know what I mean? There mm-hmm. is no right or wrong way of doing things, in my opinion.
You know, this touches almost every part of life in dog obedience training.
Yes.
You know, I'll post something about progress that's being made with the dog obedience trainer, and then you get somebody else who doesn't use that system. They use another system, and they'll say, "Did you? Oh, you know, this can't be right because you're not leading with positivity, or
right.
leading with negativity, or
right.
vice versa." Or as we spoke about at the beginning of the show, exercise. This isn't a good gym.
Yes,
this is a good gym. People love to hear themselves express opinions.
Yes,
and guess what? Our opinions change so much. How do you know that you're going to dig into a topic that you're not going to change your mind and flip on anyway? So,
well, in social media, that's what happens. What's popular
is.
1 week, and you have to do it this way 1 week. Next week, it'll be a totally different way. Like with skincare, you have to use retinol. You have to use Retin A. Even if your skin's blistered and peeling and you look like crap, you have to use it mm-hmm. because this is the gold standard. And I'm always like, really? If I look terrible using something, I'm not going to continue using it. Mm-hmm. Same with, I told you that a few weeks ago, I use like this conditioner and hair stuff because everybody said, oh, this is the only way your hair will look nice and smooth and good. And I look like something out, like I dunked my head in oil. I mean, it was terrible. What works for one person, especially when you're over 50, does not work for other. Like, I just scroll through people under like 40 because I'm like, you know, your body's different. Your face is different. Your hair is glowing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Your skin looks amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't hit perimenopause, menopause. So talk to me when you do, and
right.
we'll get back to that. So I think what I see is just the criticism that there's only one way to do something. Only one way. And if you're not doing it that way, then you're doing it wrong. And I don't know about you, but I just think that's ridiculous.
Well, and is this something that you feel like is more prevalent with women? And I do, and I'll tell you why I think that. I started to notice it when my kids were little, because women want to comment on how other women are raising their kids.
Yep.
And I've never heard my husband say about one of his friends, well, they're doing this way they raise their kids, or they're paying them for good grades. That's
right.
not good. Or they get allowance versus compensation for chores. You know,
right.
you never hear a man say that, but you
no.
hear women. And that's a generalization. Of course, you're going to hear some men do that, and you're going to hear some women not do that. But it does seem like people are pretty quick to judge, you know, whether it's beauty related or anything. Although the beauty related thing, I have to tell you, working in TV, it's pretty unbelievable. I
yeah.
see some of the messages and the comments that are made about the females here in this building, and it's sad.
It's sad. It's sad, and it breaks my heart that everyone always says women should be kinder to women. You
mm-hmm.
can say that all you want, but it's not happening, and it really is frustrating. I feel like people say, well, don't take it personally. You know, they're just unhappy in their own life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't help it to take some things personally, even though you're not supposed to. It's human nature. If
mm-hmm.
someone says, your hair's in your face, or get your hair cut, or God, that makeup, you need new makeup. You're not going to just let it roll off your back. You're going to be like, huh, should I get new makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're right. And then you start going down that whole thing of maybe I need a makeover or what. You can't help it. It's just, I don't know. And I think social media has, we talk about this all the time, but has made it so difficult for women.
It's so difficult. I was just reading today about Meghan Trainor. She just canceled her tour because she has third child now. I think she's been very open about how she used a surrogate, and people are like, well, she's on all this Ozempic and she didn't want to ruin her body and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, the woman is trying to also have a family and prioritize her family.
I just think, how does anyone know what's really going on in her life? That's what fascinates me.
Right.
Like, how do you know what's going on in someone else's life unless you live in their house and you're very close to them? Other than that, you're not going to know anything about anybody. And a lot of times I'll see people criticize women on social media, and then the woman will write back, well, I was in a severe car accident and I disfigured my face, and that's why I had to have plastic surgery. And you're like, oh, okay, now you should feel bad for criticizing someone, because the plastic surgery thing is also rampant. I mean, it's like, why did you do it? You look better before. You didn't need that. Okay. I don't know.
Why would anyone say anything about someone's past appearance anyway? And let me give you an example of that, because I had a pixie haircut. And I can't tell you how many people are happy to either tell me one way or the other, like, remember your hair was so cute when it was a pixie, or, oh, remember you had that pixie, look so much better now. And you're not going to make the person on the other end of that feel better either way.
No.
Newsflash.
No.
Both will be taken by me as a criticism.
Yeah, I
you're
agree.
You're either criticizing past me or current me.
Yeah.
So just so you know, or...
But also, like, I think because you do TV and I have a business where I'm on social media all the time, it really, sometimes you just need a break. You're just like, I can't. I just want a break and go back to like 1990. You know what I mean? When like there was none of this going on and you could just live your life without any criticism and people telling you you're doing something wrong, or you look ugly, or you should lose some weight, or like,
oh, yeah.
You just want to go back to a time where everyone minded their own business.
Yes. Let's go back to, it was a simpler time.
Yes. It was a simpler time when people
had
all
the nasty
business.
Thoughts. I just couldn't
right.
see them.
Exactly.
They weren't made public. You could
exactly.
think what you wanted.
So anyway, that's what I have been seeing a lot of on social media, is women being extremely critical of other women, and in all aspects, hair, makeup, clothing, their body, their weight, anything they could criticize about and tell them they're doing it wrong, that they need to be doing it a certain way. And I say, I just do, you know, do what we're like. For instance, a lot of people love crop pants, and I'm 5'2". So if I wear crop pants, I feel like I look even shorter than all of my 5'2", so I don't wear crop pants. That doesn't mean I don't like crop pants. It doesn't mean someone who's 5'10", 5'11", wearing crop pants doesn't look flippin' amazing in them, because they do. It's just, do what works for you, whether it's organizing your house, what you wear and feel comfortable in. I just think we need to get back to a time where we have a way of saying, this is what works for me in all aspects of my life.
I love that we took a little bit of time away from what we're talking about just to even remind everyone of that.
Yeah.
And you know, 9 out of 10 before and after videos that I see on social media, I'm the before, and I will continue to be the before. You know, you get like someone saying, why would you dress like this when you can just do this?
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I am the before, and I probably will be the before long after I see this video, and that's cool with me. So,
yeah,
you know, we're all
I
good.
Agree.
But, you
I
know,
just...
I say that like I believe it with every thread of my core, but in reality, you could give me 200 compliments, and if you give me one criticism, I will go to bed that night thinking
exactly.
about the criticism. So, I mean, I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but I'm as guilty as the next person when it comes to...
And also, people can say till they're blue in the face, women should be kinder to women. You can say that all day and all night, but that doesn't mean it's going to change or happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I even read in people's comments where they go, well, that was mean. You guys are cruel. You didn't need to say that. And everyone's like, well, it's true. I mean, you know, where people get into
it. She put it out there.
Right. She put it out there. So, you know, which in a way, sometimes I do believe, like, if you're going to put stuff out about yourself, not anything to do with work or whatever, just you yourself, sometimes you do have to be open to people being mean, because they're not always going to be nice. You know, they're not going to think the way you think. And that's why, you know, sometimes taking a breather or stepping back from it and just doing a little bit of a reset in your mind on sometimes does the trick.
Yeah, exactly. Some in-person, in kindness from your friends and your family.
Yes, yes.
It goes a long way.
Yes.
We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, it is our organizational tip. And we're going to talk about candles.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
wait to hear what Christine has to say about those little things.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. All right, we are back with Uncluttered and Unfiltered, and this segment is our organizational piece. So let's hear what you have to say about candles, which I already know that you don't love fragrances, so you're not all about scented candles. But now we're going to talk about it from a clutter perspective, right?
Because this is one thing I see so often when I go into clients' homes. They have candles in the kitchen. They have candles in a closet. They have candles in a drawer somewhere. They have candles everywhere. And they're not using them. They look terrible. They're filled with dust. They have barely a wick left, but they don't get rid of them. So that's where I come in and I say, we are going to take every single candle you have, put them in one spot, and we're going to go through them, and we're only going to keep the candles that you really love and you're going to use. Because I have to tell you, candles take up a lot of space in your home if you have them spread out all over the place. So finding an area, whether it's in one drawer of a cabinet you have or one shelf, make it one spot and that's it. And that's where all your candles will be. You will love me for this later down the road, because when you're looking for a candle at the holidays or for outside in the summertime, you are going to want to know where everything is. And you're going to want to replace if you don't have something that you need. And we live in Florida, so candles are kind of something we have to really still use because of hurricane season. So we also have a lot of candles in Florida, just so everybody knows. So taking them all out, really doing a heavy purge on the ones you no longer want, need, or use. Candles that were gifted to you doesn't mean you have to keep them. If there's a candle that's still in the plastic that you've never used and it's been 3 or 4 years, number one, please do not regift it, because people can spot a regifted candle a mile away. And if you don't love it, there's a reason you don't love it, and someone else is probably not going to like it either. If there's fragrances that you don't like from a candle and you smell it, get rid of it. You don't need to keep a candle that every time you light it, you get a splitting headache. So keep getting rid of those. And then when you decide what you're keeping, keep them all together and keep them by like items. So if they're candle sticks or if they're votives, whatever you have, like candles that you're just going to display at the holidays, keep them all together so you know exactly what you need when you need them. This is something, honestly, that has been something I see so often, especially when people are getting ready to move and they can't, they're not going to take all these candles with them. So now's the time. Let's go through those candles.
All right. Love it. Okay. So that
brings us... Do you have a lot
of
candles?
I have a lot of candles.
Yeah, I knew. That's why she was avoiding the subject, by the way.
I was like, okay, I will have less candles by the next time we talk. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. That's a deal. I like that.
But I especially like the regifting part of it, because... some of those candles, I'm like, well, I might need it to emergency gift. But I will say this. One of the great things that I do have in my house, and we use these in the bathroom, are matchbooks. Not matchbooks, but like the big boxes. Natural Life makes them. They're giant boxes of big, long wooden matches.
Oh, really?
To strike a match. And I don't know if you know this, but if you poop and you light a match and blow it out, it immediately gets rid of the scent. So we have big, giant match boxes in each bathroom. And
I love how I learn something new every time, like, even though we've been doing this for 4 years.
Someone poops, you got to light a match.
There you go.
We have the matches in all the bathrooms. And so because I bought them in bulk at a Natural Life sale, which is not everyone knows that company, but they're local here, but they're a national company. But they have these really pretty match boxes. And if I was going to gift a candle, which now I will never be doing, I would include a box that met the matches, which is kind of a really nice touch. But I'm rethinking that.
Yeah. And also, they even did a Saturday Night skit about people regifting candles, because so many people do.
Oh, is that the one with the mom getting the candle every time or something like that?
Yeah. They are talking about how, oh, look, I got a candle. Yeah. So it's not like you can't regift it, but if you didn't like it, in my opinion, why would you want to get it? That's my thing about gifting, by the way. And I've told you this before. If I don't want it and I'm not going to like it, I don't give it as a gift, because not that what I like is what everyone should like. It's not about that. I just can't bring myself to give somebody something I would not enjoy myself, you know?
Yes. That
So,
makes perfect sense.
yeah.
That makes perfect sense. All right. So that brings us to the conclusion of this episode. So, listen, if you received a diaper scented candle for Mother's Day, you can let it go.
And don't look back.